Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on the vulnerability that refuses to die. Cross-site scripting. 26 years after CERT's first advisory, XSS still dominates bug bounty payouts and sits comfortably in the OWASP top 10. We're breaking down why browsers fundamentally can't protect you. Walking through working attack chains, and I'll show you the one defense that actually works without rewriting your entire codebase. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. The term cross-site scripting was coined by Microsoft engineers in January 2000 during the investigation of what they called illegal cross-site scripting. CERT/CC issued the first formal advisory, CA 2000-02, in February 2000, warning that dynamic web content could be manipulated to execute malicious scripts. The fundamental vulnerability stems from the browser's trust model. HTML, CSS, and JavaScript are processed as a single trust domain. When a server reflects user input into a page without proper encoding, the browser cannot distinguish between legitimate application code and injected payloads. It executes both with identical privileges. Three attack vectors emerged. Reflected XSS, payload delivered via URL parameters. Executed on page load. Stored XSS, payload persisted in database. Executes for all viewers. DOM-based XSS, client-side JavaScript directly processes attacker-controlled data without server involvement. The same origin policy was designed to isolate origins, but XSS bypasses it entirely. The malicious script runs within the victim's origin, inheriting full access to cookies, DOM, and authenticated session state. This isn't a bug in browsers. It's a consequence of mixing data and code in the same document context. Here's my take on this. XSS isn't a bug. It's the logical consequence of treating untrusted input as trusted code. The browser is doing exactly what you told it to do. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. Sammy Worm, 2005. Sammy Comcar created the first self-propagating XSS worm targeting MySpace. Within 20 hours, over 1 million users had Sammy is my hero added to their profiles. The stored XSS payload leveraged CSS expression parsing to bypass filters. Comcar received 3 years probation and 90 days community service. Apache Foundation Jira, 2010. A stored XSS vulnerability in the Apache issue tracker allowed attackers to steal session cookies from project administrators. The Apache infrastructure team disclosed that the compromise led to a password hash dump affecting multiple Apache services. British Airways, 2018. Attackers injected a skimming script into BA's payment pages via a compromised third-party JavaScript library. 380,000 payment cards were exfiltrated over 2 weeks. The ECO fined BA £20 million under GDPR. eBay listing XSS, 2016. Security researcher MLT demonstrated stored XSS in eBay product listings that could redirect users to phishing pages. eBay's CSP was ineffective because they allowed. Here's my take on this. The British Airways breach proves XSS isn't just about stealing cookies anymore. Modern supply chain attacks weaponize XSS to inject persistent payment skimmers at scale. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes you're conducting an authorized web application penetration test with explicit written permission. 1. Reconnaissance and injection point discovery. Start by mapping all user controllable input reflected in responses. Use Burp Suite's crawler and passive scanner. 2. Context analysis. Determine where your input lands. HTML body. Attribute. JavaScript string, or JSON. Each requires different payloads. 3. Filter bypass testing. Modern apps often implement blacklist filters. Test evasion techniques. 4. Weaponize payload execution. once injection is confirmed. Deploy a cookie-stealing payload. 5. Verification and evidence collection. Confirm execution in your collection server logs. Document. Exact injection point, URL. Parameter. Header. Working payload with minimal modification. Screenshot of alert slash execution proof. Burp suite request slash response pair. Impact assessment, session hijacking. Data exfiltration scope. For DOM XSS, use Browser DevTools Sources tab to trace data flow from source, location.hash, document.refer, to sync, interhale, eval. Here's my take on this. Context is everything. A payload that works in HTML body will fail in a JavaScript string. Always analyze where your input lands before crafting exploits. Defense playbook. Detection, login alert on suspicious patterns in user input and URL parameters. Configure your WAF to detect common XSS signatures, but don't rely on it as primary defense. Monitor CSP violation reports via directive. These reveal attempted injections. Prevention, OWASP A03:2021 injection. Output encoding, context-aware encoding is mandatory. Use Framework Auto Escaping, React.jsx. Angular's DOM Sanitizer. Content Security Policy. Deploy strict CSP without. Only cookies. Prevents JavaScript access to session tokens. Trusted Types API. Chrome's DOM Sync Protection. MITRE ATT and. CK Mapping. T1189. Drive-by Compromise. Mitigated by M1021. Restrict web-based content. Validation. Rerun the attack playbook above against your staging environment. Confirm payloads are properly encoded in responses and CSP blocks inline execution. Automated DAS tools like Zap should return zero XSS findings. Here's my take on this. Implement strict CSP with nonces this week. It's the single most effective XSS mitigation that doesn't require refactoring your entire codebase. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. XSS exists because browsers cannot distinguish between legitimate application scripts and injected payloads. Both execute with identical privileges within the same origin. Takeaway 2. The British Airways breach demonstrated XSS's evolution from cookie theft to large-scale payment card skimming via supply chain JavaScript injection. Takeaway 3. Context analysis is critical. Payloads must match where input is reflected, HTML body. Attribute. JavaScript string, or JSON, to achieve execution. Takeaway 4. Strict CSP with nonces and without unsafe inline is the highest impact single control. It blocks inline script execution regardless of injection success. Takeaway 5. Architects must treat all user input as untrusted code and implement context-aware output encoding at the framework level, not as manual developer discipline. That's XSS from reconnaissance to exploitation to defense. Remember, WAFs are detection layers, not solutions. Fix the code. Implement strict CSP with nonces and stop trusting user input. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the Sprawl. Connection established.